It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Rick Warren will give the invocation at today's inauguration of Barack Obama. He's the pastor of the Saddleback Church in Southern California, a megachurch with 22,000 members. The conservative Southern Baptist preacher was also the keynote speaker at the Martin Luther King holiday celebration in Atlanta yesterday, and his presence there drew some opposition, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
On the way to give the inaugural prayer, Pastor Rick Warren stopped in the heart of the civil rights movement. He spoke at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Outside on a frosty morning, dozens of gay rights picketers gathered in the shadow of this historic place. Both black and white protesters joined in holding signs that read, "We are all the beloved community, and we still have a dream." Craig Washington with the Black Gay Rights Coalition in Atlanta says Warren was the wrong choice for the King celebration.
He compares same-sex marriage to incest and adults having sex with children. And it's important for people to understand that when we fail to call out bigotry, then we desecrate the legacy of Dr. King, and we abandon the dream.
The controversy stems in part from Warren's support of California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage, and from comments he made last year. During yesterday's service, which commemorated King's 80th birthday, the civil rights leader's nephew, Isaac Newton Ferris Jr., said King's dream had not been realized. But Ferris said the election of Barack Obama was a giant leap forward, and he defended Warren's right to speak.
And let us remember that followers of Martin Luther King Jr. hold diverse views on topics like abortion and same-sex marriage. All of the great freedom movements in America are based on free speech. And it's appropriate that we give a fair and courteous hearing to those we may disagree with as we search for common ground to resolve the great conflicts of our times.
Warren did get a warm reception from the overflowing crowd, except for a couple of demonstrators who were escorted out after shouting their protests. Warren was undaunted. He announced he wasn't giving the remarks he had prepared and instead spoke extemporaneously, saying King was a model for social justice and a model pastor. But Warren said everyone can pick up that mantle.
You may never have the adulation, the fame that Dr. Martin Luther King had, but your life is significant. And you can make a significant difference with your life.
Rick Warren said churchgoers need to be more faithful and selfless and pledged to make a commitment to a life of service, just like King did.
Martin Luther King was a mighty tool in the hand of God. He's a model for millions of us, hundreds of millions of us. But God isn't through. He isn't finished with what he wants to do. And justice is a journey, and we're getting further and further along.
After the service, some said they didn't know much about Warren. Quentin Dodds and Sandra Link enjoyed his sermon, even though they say they don't agree with his views on gay marriage.
We all have opinions, you
exactly.
know.
And he's entitled to his opinion. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
I disagree with him, but that's his opinion. He can have that opinion.
Millions of Americans are expected to be watching the inauguration today to witness history. And the controversial Rick Warren will be front and center once again. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.